2 weeks have passed since an Egyptian brokered truce ended the Israeli war in Gaza. Despite the cessation of fighting, thousands of displaced families are still living in United Nations school in the Gaza Strip after losing their homes in Israel's 50-day war, dubbed by Tel Aviv as Operation Protective Edge. The UN and private organizations have warned that it will take up to 20 years to rebuild what the Israeli military bombed and destroyed in 50 days.
We don't know where to go or whom to turn to. The only place to call home is the UN school. Our kids and our families are living a miserable life. It is very hard for me to watch my mother and my wife living this way. We need a solution to our calamity. We need to live a decent life.
During the devastating onslaught, at least 500,000 Gazans were internally displaced. What makes things even worse is the fact that over 50% of Gazans are children under the age of 18.
The infrastructure at UN schools is not suitable to house thousands of families and definitely not for the children. Disease is spreading, especially among children, due to overcrowding. I just got back from the hospital after treating my grandson for an acute infection. We are not asking for the impossible. We only want our homes to be rebuilt.
The wanton bombardment and chilling of the blockading enclave has caused widespread destruction, almost beyond recognition. Weeks after their homes were bombed, displaced Gazans demand a quick solution to their ordeal.
Until now, no one has helped us. All we hear is promises, but nothing has been done. The world was watching in silence while our homes were being bombed during the war, and it has done nothing to stop it. And now we hear UN officials promising us housing or money to rent apartments, but it is a bunch of lies.
Internally displaced people in Gaza are nowhere close to having a roof over their heads anytime soon. Many here accuse the international community of turning a blind eye to their plight. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.